The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
Okay, just in a short while, before I begin to describe where we're going, I want to ask all of us a question. Have you in your life currently faced any hardship? Any hardship? Anyone? I want you to know that God's love will not fail you. It won't fail you. Secondly, do you think God has ever been faithful to you? Are you sure? When was the last time He was faithful? When I'm singing that, I remember Cash. When I'm singing that, I remember Tolu. When I'm singing that, I remember Melvina. When I'm singing that, I remember Okumbawa. When I'm singing that, I remember myself. How many of you are from eastern part of Nigeria in this church? I came to this place without nobody. Look at how many family members God has given to me. Has God ever been faithful to you? Fem Builders, I don't know the best way you want to celebrate it. Celebrate it. The third question, can you ever remember in your life, can you remember any time, just think with me, any time in your life when you were in the midst of a seemingly hopeless situation and from nowhere, God came through? Has it ever happened? These three questions, does it apply to you? You have been in a place where you didn't know what to do. I want to read these scriptures. Let's flash Romans chapter 8, verse 38 to 39. You are beautiful in all your ways. Romans, may we never lose our wonder. Romans chapter 8, verse 38 to 39. It says, for I am persuaded. Okay, maybe you should use NLT if you have NLT. Find the one that will use the word persuaded. I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present. Okay, so we're going to read together. One to go. For I am persuaded, wow, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. The next verse. It sounds so simple until you begin to dive into it. Paul was writing this letter when he has gone through some terrible times, when has gone through some gruesome situations, has been rejected by friends, persecuted by government, spent many years, months in isolated prisons. So Paul is disqualified to talk about this because the Christianity we know today is the Christianity that everything is going to work well. If it's not working well, it looks as if God has abandoned you, God has rejected you. You prayed a prayer and you're expecting that the prayer will be answered. Like you just come back from cure, we prayed our lives out. Just imagine that our sister Queen, heard that voice roll and roll and roll and roll, and then she wakes up and something did not happen physically. Paul said, I am persuaded. You know what? If you are persuaded, it just simply means, number one, this is my opinion. Even when I'm swayed to another opinion, I will still come back to that opinion that I will find the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'm not going to hold another opinion because the one I am holding on has not worked. That's what it means to be persuaded. It means I'm fully convinced. Even if you coerce me to another conviction, even if you use things to pet me, to move my stand about the love of God, He said, I'm still going to stand in this place. If you push me there, no matter how you push me, I will come back here that I am persuaded. The word separate is a word, nothing is going to put distance between me and the love of God. There's nothing that's ever going to make me stop believing that God loves me, no matter the conditions. Nothing will ever make me in this world. That's what Paul is saying. Even if my friends reject me, even if my friends abandon me thinking I'm a dropout, even if my people look down on me and say I'm a disgrace, I'm still persuaded. Say persuaded. I'm still convinced that nothing will take me away from the love of God. So let's look at some of the things he mentioned. The first thing he mentioned is death. Death is actually a dangerous circumstance. So Paul is saying, I'm fully convinced that dangerous circumstance will not stop God from loving me. I'm still convinced. I'm so sure that even dangerous circumstance, when they come, they might separate me from my loved ones, but I'm convinced that it won't tear me away from the love of God. It won't disconnect me from the love of God. It won't cut me off. It won't disengage me from the love of God. The second thing Paul mentioned is what? Verse 38. I want us to look at it. Verse 38, Sir Alma. Verse 38, okay? I wanted us to look at it together. If it hasn't come, let's look at it from mine. The next thing he mentioned outside death is life. When he talks about life, what he's actually talking about is sometimes things happen in life and it brings confusion. I'm confused. I am weighed down. And I wonder if God is still there for me. I don't know whether it has happened to you before. Anything has ever happened to you. You feel so abandoned and let down by God. And sometimes you hear people saying something, oh God, where are you? Oh God, why will this happen to me? He said, whether death, dangerous circumstance, or things that are so overwhelming, or things that will make me confused about life and query and question whether God still loves me. Paul said, when those things happen, I'm still persuaded. Complex issues of life. That sometimes when Pastor Ben preaches, there's something he says that when he says it, it shocks me. He said, what will come will come. I have discovered that things about life, that there are some things you didn't plan for. Confusing issues about life. Complicated issues, complex issues about life. The person that shared the testimony this morning didn't go up to bed praying that when she wakes up, she's going to wake up with a stomach ache. Or the person who lost the job didn't plan that. I don't know whether we planned what we have in our nation. One of the things that bothers me so much is I hate darkness. Say there's no light. There's no light for 2 days. There's no light for 3 days. And the worst part of it is we don't have answer. We can't really say, oh, the transformer is bad. We are expecting light in the next 3 hours so that you can plan your life about them. Am I talking to Nigerians? Complex issues. You could just wake up in the morning and discover they say fuel scarcity. The question is, where did the fuel go to? Yesterday I had fuel. I just wake up now. There's no fuel. Complex life issues. Some things you didn't plan about. You just wake up and discover that some of us who have domestic stuff, you have planned that you're going to do some things. And you just wake up. The person had an anywhere in the middle of the night. You didn't plan for it. Am I talking to you? I was reading a story of a man. Say just woke up. He had things to do. The wife had left the house and left him with the children. And he has work to do. I must resume work at so and so time. What am I going to do with these children? Am I going to give them to my mother-in-law? My mother-in-law doesn't live in Lagos. What's going to happen to me? Sometimes complex issues happen. In fact, sometimes we have come to church like this. We put on this thing. Two speakers are gone. Complex life issues. But I want you to know that God still loves you. I want you to be persuaded that no matter what happens, God did not plan them, but he still loves you. The next thing he mentions about is angels nor principalities. These are very serious issues. Angels are powerful people. Principalities is actually talking about the whole rank of demonic powers. The things about life is sometimes you might think that the devil has so much power. He doesn't have power. Let me tell you how the devil's power works. The devil was created by God. So if God gave him hand, he has hand. If God gave him leg, he has leg. Now, many of us think that the devil is serpent. No. So some of us, once you see serpent in your dream, you drink anointing, you drink one bottle of anointing. That's not what the Bible said. The serpent was just used. It was the serpent that was told he won't have hands. It's not the devil. So when the devil fell, listen carefully. What left him was not the supercharged form God gave him. What left was the supernatural. What left him, he still had his creative, the creative person he was. So if he had hand, he still had hand. But that thing, when he used to stand beside God, the presence of God used to supercharge him. So he had extra power. Just like if you take atoms now and empower them, they begin to run at a faster rate. Am I communicating? If you take wheelbarrow and you put engine on it, that's Keke Napep. I don't know how to explain it again. Okay, if you take bicycle, you know bicycle, you are using it manually. Once you put engine, it's motorized. Now it be Keke Napep. It's still bicycle. All right. What I'm saying is that, just imagine that the machine is removed from the devil. So he's now bicycle. He still has his natural ability to natural one. So that natural ability is still very lower compared to who you are. The best way I can describe it is fish. Fish will normally swim because it's fish. It is its creative, it has the creativity, it has the ability to swim. Many of us, when you hear devil, you put the devil in a realm that he's not. The devil is not supercharged anymore. It was while he was in the presence of God that the presence of God and the anointing, the Holy Spirit used to supercharge him. So that's why Paul said, I am persuaded that angels and the devils, no matter how strong the angels are, nothing can dissuade me. Nothing can stop me from believing that God loves me. It's important for you to notice that the devil is in the business of trying to get you to believe God doesn't love you anymore. God doesn't love you anymore. Then he says, I am persuaded that not things present. What are things present? Anything that could happen presently, physically, or anything that could happen in the future, in every aspect of our lives. I am persuaded that if anything could happen in the future, it still would not stop me from believing that God loves me. I am persuaded that things present, things to come. If there are things happening in my life now that is consistently making me look for an alternative God. You know, things can happen sometimes that can put you under pressure for an alternative God. And then you have people who suggest to you that the church you're going, they are not seeing enough. That your pastor does not see enough vision. That you need to find where they are seeing enough vision. Am I talking to someone? No, I'm talking only to myself. And then you can be someone can say, they are not praying for you enough. That's why things are happening to you like this. Look for where they will pray for you enough. And so you keep going from pillar to post. You now turn your problem into your purpose. Paul said, I am persuaded. I remember many years back, I was a young girl who is doing church. So one lady came to church. I finished praying. Someone told her that prayer I prayed was not a strong prayer. And they qualified the strong prayer. Say, if they really pray for you, you must bring things. So she went to a place where they call Mamepere. Mamepere is mother of prayer. And prayer began with, you know when you want to go and marry someone? All the things you're supposed to buy. You know, say, the matter when they say, make Baba know here, now about the Georgia. Everything that you're supposed to use to marry, granite oil, palm oil, yam, all that, for prayer. So she spent so much and believed so much that because this prayer is an expensive prayer, it will work like magic. So when they couldn't pay the money again, fight came. So I was brought to judge it. I said, what happened? He said he recommended me to a very expensive prayer. I finished the prayer and still something did not happen. So you see, A lot of times you feel that where I am is not spiritual enough. So I need to look for where fire is coming out from under the pastor's nose and is coming out from inside the pastor's ears. You must come to a point where you are persuaded, no matter what happens, the love of God will see me through. A song said, I'm confident that your faithfulness will see me through. Builders, firm builders, we must get to that point where you know that the word of God works. What the word said he will do, he will do. The last part he says, not things to come. You must live convinced that it's not your works. It's the completed, give me the verse 39. I like the last part. Listen, friends, nothing in the deepest depths, no creature will have the ability, will have the strength to do what? I wrote it somewhere. To disconnect us from the love of God or put any distance between you and the love of God. I want you to live convinced of one thing. The completed work of the cross. Christ did it all. Nothing missing, nothing broken. If there is anything Christ did not do, if anybody mentions to you that Christ did not do anything, that is the lie of the century. I want you to take this. Live convinced of the completed work. Let us see another scripture. Live convinced that I don't need to do any extra thing for God to see me through. Live convinced of the completed work of Jesus. Live convinced of the fact that there is absolute victory in the power of God. Be persuaded that Jesus, when he finished the enemy, he finished him, nothing missing, nothing broken. Let's take another scripture. Matthew chapter 28 verse 18. Let's read it together. Until you become convinced that the word of God works, you won't stop adding things. Some of us believe the prayers. When you pray and they say, now add something, it looks as if the cross is not enough. And Jesus came, NLT. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given, how many authorities? Wake up everybody who is sleeping. How many authorities? How many authorities? In heaven and where else? I can't hear you. Jesus, does he need this authority that has been given? Talk to me, firm builders. This authority that Jesus said has been given, what does he need it to do in heaven? He doesn't need it. He doesn't need all the authorities. Authority for development. Authority for social development. Authority for development in our nation. Authority to heal the broken places in our nation. Jesus doesn't need it. He gave it to you. So how many is left with the enemy? How many is left with the devil? None. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 21-22. Live convinced that the devil has been stripped of all his authorities. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 21-22. The cross is enough. The word is enough. Now he is far above any ruler or authority. The same thing he said before. Or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. Who is far above? Who is far above? Firm builders, we're preaching together. Who is far above? Let's look at that scripture again. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21. Ephesians. Now he is far above, together, any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. So, and the Bible says you are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. Here's the deal. Can I get two chairs? Can I get two chairs? Either from the ushers or the choir. This is what this Bible is saying is, sit down, sir. This is Jesus. Jesus is seated far above any ruler or authority or power or anything else, not only in this world. Where are you seated? Where are you seated? No, you are sitting on his feet. Okay, let me try something. Can I get another usher or another choir? Thank you so much. This is Jesus, seated at the right hand of the Father. Can I get someone to be the Father? This is you, sitting at the feet of Jesus. Is that what the Bible said? Are you sure? Are you sure? You know, many of us, you say, hey, my Jesus. Come on, sit down. My Jesus. How can I sit beside Jesus? I'm too small to sit beside Jesus. I'm sitting at his feet. And some of us say, Jesus, even if it is at under your slippers, I'm okay. Majority of us think it's humility. Now listen, God is not a mischievous God. When the Bible says nothing can separate us from the love of God, what he's actually saying is that the love of God is stronger than any power you can think of in the world. Jesus is not mischievous. Say, I'm so humble. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I'm so humble. So let me just perch at your feet. I can't sit with Jesus, so I'm not worthy enough to sit with Jesus. That's the mindset many of us have. Jesus is not a mischievous person to say something that he doesn't mean. Jesus is not like the Jesus Anguli's son. One day we went to preach near an Anguli. We were preaching in Warri. So Jesus came into the hotel. I said, Jesus, will you stop running? The person was, I said, Jesus. The person said, is that his name? I said, yes. He said, Jesus as in Jesus. I said, yes, Jesus as in Jesus. Religious mindset. Jesus is in name. People were answering the name Jesus before Jesus Christ came. In fact, there's a footballer whose name is Jesus. How many of you here answered Joshua? Joshua. You don't know that Joshua is Jesus. How many of you answered Yeshua? Oh, you don't know that name is Jesus. In fact, a pastor friend told me, say, Mama, I can call this boy anything, but not Jesus. I said, what? He said, my Jesus that died for me, you gave the name. I say, Emmanuel means Jesus. This is how many of us behave in church. That's why the things that are us, we are not convinced about anything. But also say, as long as I just sit on his foot, it's okay. You know, on Good Friday, the children in the church gathered Jesus, that's English, and they were pushing him up a stick. They were pushing him up and saying, I said, why are you pushing him? He said, today is Good Friday. He's supposed to die. Are we together? And at Cure for Desert Places, Rufus reminded me that on one of the feasts, that was the feast, they said, who should we release? Is it Jesus or Barnabas? Rufus said, Mama, in this our church, I don't want to say what he said. Okay, back to the point. Many of us feel comfortable to just sit on the feet of Jesus. If this is your mindset, you are living below who you were created to be. We must live convinced of the power, of the completed works. That's not where he said we should sit. Can I get a third chair? He said we are seated. I want to describe this scripture, and then I'll take the last scripture. We are seated with Christ. The Lord said to my Lord, this Lord said to this Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. When his enemies became his footstool at the completion of the cross, the work of the cross, he rose and said, we are now seated with Christ in the heavenly places. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's read these scriptures properly. Now, we are far above any ruler. Some of us will say, no, not we, only Jesus. This is where you are seated. We, all of us, are far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else. Not only in this world, but also in the world to come. The next verse. The next verse. God has put all. How many things? How many things? How many things? I don't want us to spiritualize it. All things is all things. If you go to the gates, 8 gates of the society is all things. Your personal life, your career life, your spiritual life, your physical life, your family. God has put all things under the authority of Christ. This Christ is the one you are not seeing because he's inside this one. And he said, I made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. Ladies and gentlemen, may I propose to you that everything Jesus got, he didn't get it for himself. He got it for you. Just like many of us, you are working so hard today. And when I ask you why you're working hard, he said, we are working for the children. Everything Jesus got, he doesn't need it. He's not going to use it. In fact, it's an insult for Jesus to stay in heaven and tell sickness go. It's an insult. It's below his capacity. He embarrassed the devil. And he said to him, you were there. You were, in fact, if we are to count age, you are older than him. But I'm going to embarrass you. That these ones you are older than, they will be the one that will put you down. Let's take the last scriptures. I want you to say, I am convinced. Oh my God. Say, I am convinced of the completed work of the cross. Of the completed work of the cross. Say, I am convinced of the completed work of the cross. Let's take another scripture, Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Number one, I want you to live convinced of the completed work of the cross. Number two, I want you to live convinced of the absolute victory that God has given to you. And then, let's begin to dwell on the greatness of God. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. I have another drama for you. We trust in our God. We are not ordinary Christians. We are not religious Christians. We are the Christ that people see. So you must take your place and use your words wisely. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. Give it to me in NLT. 2:15. I'm ready. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. NLT. In this way, he disarmed. Do you have it in Message Bible? How many translations do you have it? I'm ready. In this way. He stripped all the spiritual tyrants in the universe. Yeah, okay, this is the tyrant now. He's supposed to have won that thing before coming. Where are those rappers that you're supposed to use? Mr. Liberty. It's because you are not Desmond. If he's Desmond, Desmond will be ready. Is Desmond somewhere in the church? Look at the enemy. Can someone help me hold this microphone? Look at the enemy. Armed. With something to harm you. Armed to the teeth. Help him, Desmond. Armed to the teeth. Help him. Armed. You know why the devil is armed like this? So that he will scare you. Everything the devil does is to scare. Armed. So when you see native doctor, in psychology, the idea is to scare, to arm you, to disarm you before you disarm them. It is only recently that when they act the devil, how many of you have watched horror film before? You see what happens in horror film? It's all to scare you. Now, horror film is an act. Some of you, when you're watching horror film, you start hearing the sound. Where you are in your room, you hold the table. Am I talking to someone? You hold the table. Some of us even start speaking in tongues. Armed. One of my daughters told me about her mom. He said the mom likes to watch African magic epic. He said when they start, when juju person will carry that juju to start enchanting, the mother will stand up in the room and begin to release Holy Ghost fire. Fire them, bad people. Destroy them. Destroy them. She'll be sweating. Yeah, you see the
you see the devil's job. You know what the devil, everything I have preached to you so far, all the devil is doing is to make sure you don't believe any. If you see this kind of thing in a dream, and I tell you, be persuaded that neither death or life. You say, Pastor, okay, yeah, I know he's preaching that you preach to, but this one, I'm seeing it with my eyes. In fact, some of us use home video to pray. Father, we begin to come against every spirit of patience or succor in our family. Ooh, we release the Holy Ghost fire. That day, precious Osoko came and put poison in the husband's food. Every daughter-in-law that wants to put poison in my food. You know why I told him to dress like this? This is how the devil scares us. But he doesn't come out like this. He comes with auto-suggestions. He may suggest to you that the pain you're feeling in your drugs, in your breast, may be cancer. He may even suggest to you that the way you are breathing, he remind you that was how that uncle breathed. You even read it in Facebook that the person breathed as he was breathing. That was it. The moment you do that, gogulas. I don't want to gogulas. You go and goggle your sickness. Now you won't remember that I just preached that I am persuaded that no other opinion will sway me from the other opinion. Oh, bah, da, 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 da. This is an opinion. The devil tells you you can't succeed. It's an opinion. He tells you that, listen, the people who are doing this business, all of them have packed up. It's an opinion. He tells you that nobody in Africa has been able to rise. It's an opinion. He tells you, listen to me. He tells you, you have been, everything is an opinion. This whole thing is an opinion. Paul said, I am persuaded. In other words, even if you shift me like this, and it looks as if they pushed me violently that I may fall. Hey. Hey. How many times does a righteous man fall? Even if I fell once, second time, third time, fourth time, as long as I don't stay fallen, I live convinced that if this business failed today, that is not the end. I just learned how it shouldn't be done. If after all, how many times did God start afresh? Even he started with a man lost it. He went with Abraham lied. He even started with Noah lost it. Look at Jesus prayed all night, selected 12 fools. Jesus was the one that selected the person who betrayed him. I want to let you know that failure is not final. Failure is just an experience. Disappointment does not mean that you are rejected. Disappointment is redirection. If you failed once, don't stay like this. Just make sure you get up. If you prayed yesterday and you couldn't pray, don't stay in the prayerlessness. Just get up. If you found yourself on top of someone you're not supposed to, please get up. Don't stay there. It is when you stay there that you have failed. May I prophesy to you, Africa has not failed. Nigeria has not failed. I don't know the family you have come from. You may be the first son, the second son, or the last son, and you think that all of them have gone ahead. Let me first of all congratulate and celebrate you, because if you have ever failed, that's how to be a champion. It is someone that failed before that they call a champion. Sit down, let us deal with this man. Give me that scripture. This is the mindset you must carry. You must spend time to eat the word of God. Don't allow shame to tie you to wrap on one blouse. Maybe you used to pass through a road, and then it was because you had car, and then something happened, you don't have car again. When you are passing there, you'll be dodging. Don't dodge. Don't hide. It is too early to call result. This is still just morning. Am I talking to someone? Don't give up on anybody. I have learned by experience that some of the people you gave up to today may be the one that will rule tomorrow. Never say to anybody, who are you? It is a very stupid question to ask, because you don't know where the person is going tomorrow. Live convinced, persuaded, that even if they didn't take my leg, as even if I fall, is there not even death? God won't stop loving you. Let's deal with this guy. You see, this guy have been mesmerizing us. See, let's see how Jesus dealt with him. This one, I thought you'd come and help him. Come and strip him of all these powers. Come and strip him. Strip him. The guy doesn't have power. That's why they do him once. That's why they do. Strip him. Remove the thing from him. Strip him of all his power. Give me this. Okay, they want the people. Strip him. Collect all. See him now. See him. Strip him of all. Strip him. Give me the scripture. I am persuaded. Strip him. All the spiritual tyrants, the universe, of their sham authority. When Jesus, this is what Jesus did at the cross. Look at him. He doesn't have power. He's not the man shaka shaka. And match them naked. Match them naked. The thing the enemy stole from you, he collected it back. The devil is naked. He doesn't have anything. If he stole your self-esteem, you can call for it back. If he stole your future, you can call for it back. If he stole your health, you can call for it back. If he stole your breakthrough, you can call for it back. If your prayer life has been hijacked, he's taking everything. He's taking everything. He's taking everything. He's taking everything. Look at the person that is making noise. Show him on projector. Look at him. Look at the way he's run. Everybody shout. Give me those scriptures. I'm going to lead you to pray. The devil has nothing. Don't pray for healing. Demand for your healing. Because you have already been healed. Your healing is past tense. Don't pray for breakthrough. Begin to command for it. Because your breakthrough has been given to you. Don't pray for protection. Activate it. Everything Jesus ever did for you, don't pray for it twice. This court sat. Guilty or not guilty? Guilty. He was found guilty. And everything was taken from him and kept for you. So that you can go for it. That's why I ask you. And match them. Naked. So this thing you said the devil gets. Where keep them? You don't get pockets. Naked. You don't get anything. The prosperity. May I conclude? Everything the devil is using to fight you, you gave him. Everything the devil is using to fight you, you gave him. The day you said your son is useless, you gave the devil. You energized the devil to bring that to pass. The day you said that your wife is useless, the day you said your country is a useless country, the devil does not have one power except you give him power. So every stone the devil ever threw at you, you took your own power and you gave it to the enemy. So what we want to do this morning is, as you stand on your feet, I want you to begin to demand. Demand your stuff back. Demand your healing back. I love the song. Demand. You are a son. You are a son. You are a son. Don't pray for it afresh. Demand for it. Hey. Fabulous. You will use your mouth too. You will use your mouth. You will use your mouth. I finished preaching the message. I don't need to tell you what to do. So what are you going to be doing from today? Start feeding on the scriptures. What are you going to do? Start feeding on the scriptures and start declaring. So we're going to practice it now. You see the scriptures I quoted today. I'd like you to begin to speak from those scriptures. I hereby declare that the enemy has no power. He's not holding my health. He's not holding my destiny. It's a lie. The person that said he's holding my destiny is a lie. I demand my destiny back. I hereby declare that every power I gave the enemy against Africa, I take it back. I begin to empower Africa. I empower Edo State. I begin to declare security of God over Edo State. I begin to declare, use your mouth, declare your healing.
We're going to sing it as a song. We're going to put those prayers in a song manner. What we want to do, you're going to use your mouth. The prayer we're going to pray, I'm going to put it in a song, but you use your mouth. You will use your mouth. You will use your mouth. You use your mouth. You will use your mouth. I'm going to come. I want you to listen carefully. This person is my daughter. You are extraordinary. You are beautiful. This person is my enemy. He's my enemy. He knows the law. That I have power. You need to listen to the message I preached on Friday. I was talking about the different authorities that you have and how to use it. I can't go into that. I was talking about that. I have power. I'm the establishing person. And then he knows that any word I say, come, Pastor. This is an angel. This is the demon is an angel. You are awesome. If I say awesome, his job is to establish. He will carry it and run with it. He will make sure. If I say you are great, his job is to do my bidding. This person's job, this person is also under me. If I say you are very stupid, I have empowered this person to deal with this person. If I say, look at you, useless man, I've empowered you to deal with this. So stop saying they carried my destiny to Kovu. No, you gave them. You gave them. Stop saying they sat on my breakthrough. No, you gave them actually. The moment you sat in your prayers and refused to cultivate your relationship so that you can declare, you gave them. You just said, take your bag, sit down. So what we want to do, we're going to do a song of breakthrough. And I'm going to ask you to sing if you want. If you don't want, you can also sit down. It's part of it. And just look at it. It doesn't mean that if you sit down, you're not singing. But it just means that everybody, you put your own mouth so that we can sing this song together and expect the scriptures I read now to happen. God bless you. One, two, go. You sing in parts. Don't compete. Two.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.